Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Guys, it's time for a multifunctional, multi-hyphenate, multi-use all around multiness of an episode. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
What are our topics this week?
Ooh, we've got some good ones. We have a foundation that actually matches your skin for once. Mm-hmm. Then facial mists. Why are some beauty editors so obsessed? And then help for women with hair loss.
That's good stuff.
And who's our guest today?
It's Zanna Roberts-Rossi. She's an E! News fashion correspondent. She's also the mentor on Project Runway All-Stars, and she helped co-found the Milk makeup line, which we're kind of obsessed with.
Ooh, that's big.
Let's get into it.
But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors.
Jen, I hear you munching on your chips. I need you to stop for a second, okay?
Okay,
this is
sorry.
Serious business. Do you have problems finding the right foundation shade?
I have a workaround. Like, actually,
You need a workaround for your foundation?
Like, I think I'm one of those people, like a lot of people, who never found the perfect shade. Like, Makeup Forever HD foundation, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
They have 40 shades, and I swear to you.
Yeah, isn't that their whole shtick? Like, we have every shade.
But I swear to you, I am between two of them. And, like, I think it's 122 and, like, 125 or something. And I'm like, where's 123 and a half?
So do you mix them or you just go with one?
Yeah, but I think it's also because as the year progresses, like, maybe I got a little color by accident, so I have to mix in a darker one. But I wouldn't say I have problems. Like, some of my friends with darker skin tones or, you know, really golden undertone have problems. But, yeah, you never can find the perfect shade. Are you going to solve this problem for me?
I've got an answer, Jen.
What is it?
Okay, so Lancôme has a very splashy new service. It's actually kind of fancy. So they're rolling it out slowly. It's only in 11 doors right now, but it's a custom foundation service. It's at 11 doors. It's in major...
For what store?
At Nordstrom.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it's this like very white glove service. It's for their Le Teint Particulier custom made makeup. French people...
Sorry.
I know you hate me. That was really bad.
How does it work?
It's okay. So you sit in front of like a computer, like you get a scan of your facial tone, and then the data is processed through a state-of-the-art algorithm that measures your skin tone at the counter, and the formula is blended. And so you go, you get a coffee, you walk around, you browse, you come back, and then you get this you get your foundation, this beautiful white bottle, and then you can have this complexion ID number printed on your bottle. So it's ready for you, like, you know, right at the counter. And then when you want a refill, you just go back to the counter and say, like, hi, I'm number, you know?
Wait, is this like, do you remember Prescriptives?
I do. Blast in the past.
They had a powder, like a custom powder.
Powders, they had liquids, they had the whole shebang.
So are there like a red, yellow, blue, white, black at the counter and they're going to mix those up into my
Exactly. They have the, all the different pigments there. I don't know what colors they are, but yeah.
Is it like infinite number of foundations?
What do you mean?
Like no matter what your skin tone, you're going to get an exact match.
You're going to get an exact match. Okay. And P.S., Prescriptives, I was doing a little research because I thought the same way you did. I was like, I've seen this before. They right. dusting off the old model. Prescriptives still actually, for any fans of who are saying, oh my God, I missed that service, they still do it, but it's online. So you just need to upload a picture of yourself or that you can do it with like a live webcam if you're so inclined. And the price right. is the same, P.S., the prices for the Lancôme and the Prescriptives are about the same. $78 for Prescriptives, $80 for Lancôme.
Okay, so for $80, I'm going to get a completely custom foundation.
Completely custom.
I won't be between shades. But do you think with all of the lines of foundation out there, it's like still a problem for women?
I know it is because I know I have a really good friend. She's like, I can't. She's a woman of color. She cannot. She swears that she cannot find the right shade.
And are they going to have like a darker range of shades too? Because I think that's the other thing. Sometimes people are like, oh, it's any range of shades. We can suit any color all the way up to like 90th percentile of darkness.
Right.
Which is like BS. If you say you're going to like match everybody, match everybody.
As I'm not a woman of color and I haven't tried this yet, I can't say, oh yeah, like baby, they got
True.
Your shade.
Let's have, yeah.
So, you know, I would love to hear feedback from people who have tried it, but I think Lancôme's been really progressive in terms of shade ranges. They have a woman, Balada Atis, so you and I have both interviewed her. She's done a lot of work in terms of shade ranges for Lancôme, so I think she's probably been involved. That's my guess. I can't, you know,
right.
say for sure, but I think they've probably anticipated this, and Lancôme has done a lot of great work in terms of shade extensions.
So is it just their liquid foundation? They have a nice liquid foundation.
It is just liquid right now, and it's like they call it custom coverage. You can make it full, medium, or sheer.
Oh, now that's interesting, too.
And it says that it provides 24-hour hydration.
Oh, I know which formula it is. But I like that you can make the coverage that you want, because I think I do that myself anyway with
Me
moisturizer,
too.
So why not have it done professionally?
Oh, and it's oil-free for people who are freaked out by that kind of thing. Oil-free.
Very nice. Okay, so $80 Nordstrom counters.
Yeah, I
mean, we'll put a link on the website. I can't stand the ride. Don't you like when you get to see beauty editors take pictures of their desk?
Like a desky? Hashtag desky.
That's not a thing, is it?
Yes, it is. It's a real thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like shelfies, deskies?
Yes. Well, so I've seen, and then there's been all these beauty directors that are in the Coveteur or Into the Gloss, and they show like their little tray of their favorites. There is a freaking facial mist on every beauty editor's desk. Facial mists. It's like a beauty editor favorite. Are you a fan?
I had a facial mist. I had two facial mists on my desk, on my
See,
little beauty tray.
These people.
And then you know what? I gave them to other editors in need.
Why did you give up? I love a facial mist.
Because I don't want to be sprayed in the face with water.
Is that what it feels like to you?
Yes. It's like my cat doesn't like it. I don't like it. Like, it's annoying. It does nothing.
That's not true. Is it?
Like, who is so parched at their desk at like 3 p.m.? Like, ah, oh, it's my 3 p.m. pick me up. What have you been doing? You're at your desk in like an air, like a climate
okay,
controlled environment.
I'm going to sell you on it. Okay. So when your makeup starts to get cakey around 3 o'clock, you can do a little facial mist, like a setting spray almost. And it sort of like mushes the molecules of color back together. So you look a little bit refreshed. You're looking at me like this is crazy.
I've never looked at you and been like, oh my God, Jen's makeup is so cakey at like 3 p.m.
You want to know why? Because I just spritzed on my SK2 Midday Essence. That's what I like that one for. So that's like, it's a little pricey, but that one.
I was
like
yeah, that was 75 cents per spritz.
Okay, if Cate Blanchett tells me to do it, I'm going to freaking do it.
Okay.
And she did.
Okay.
So that one's really good. But then I have another one that has rose in it because I feel like it picks me up and it just sort of like revives me instead of having like a can of Diet Coke. You know who I'm talking to.
I have no idea who you speak of. I want you to show me a before and after. This is your challenge, Jen, this week. Send me a photo of you at like 3, and then send me a photo of you at like 3:02.
After I spritz?
Yes.
Okay.
And let's see if I see a difference. If it's a mental pick-me-up, that's great. But I'm not spending, let's pretend that I'm not a beauty editor, I'm not spending like $75 on a spritz.
You could make your own spritz, too.
That sounds great.
I'll give you one more tip because I'm so into the spritzes that I asked the derms about the spritzes. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Heidi Waldorf, she was like, I love a spritz, too. But what people don't realize is if you just spray it on and do nothing else, you're actually making your skin drier. Why, you ask? Because the water then evaporates off of your skin, just leaving you drier than you were before. So she's like, I love a mist, put a mist on, but then put your moisturizer on over top. You're rolling your eyes even harder now.
So now you need to do a whole nighttime skincare routine at your desk, put your greasy fingers back on your keyboard. It's,
I know there's a listener insanity out there who loves facial mist too. Can you please just back me up and tweet at us at Fat Mascara or Instagram us your
show
favorite
facial
mist.
Show us your desk routine.
Give us a hashtag facial mist selfie. Or what is it called? No, desky.
Desky. Show us your desky. Whoa. So this was like a bit of beauty news that I was actually like, huh. You know when like people do all those clickbaity headlines and it's like,
I fall for all of it. What did you click on?
I clicked on something and I was like, wow, this is actually really compelling. Keira Knightley was talking to UK InStyle, mm-hmm. and she just said, you know, hey, my hair's been dyed, you know, 20 million colors over the past, you know, few years for different movies, that I actually have to wear wigs sometimes in movies.
Yes.
She suffers from female hair loss. I felt like this was such a great moment of, you know, not like she's not perfect, but like this, there's such a taboo around female hair loss.
Tell
and
me
like,
about it.
You know, this A-list actress is saying I have to wear wigs is really something.
Yeah. I think over the years of being a beauty editor, other than under eye circles, the question that people pull you aside at cocktail parties and they like get a little embarrassed, but they're like, look here, look at my hair. And they show you, they think their hair is thinning. Either they think it's thinning or it actually is thinning. And it's devastating because there are so many reasons why. Have you written about this before?
I have actually. We at Cosmo, we did an essay a couple years ago. And I remember Evan, the writer, was doing the research. I was stunned. I thought I knew about this topic. I'm like, yeah. And then she, you know, handed me a first draft. And it said 50% of women at some point in their life will experience it. I know people who have experienced it. You know, I thought that when they were telling me about it, it was so sensitive to them that it was, you know, I don't know. I never got to have a heart to heart with them because it was painful to them.
I had a problem. I lost more than the usual 100 hairs. When I talked to a doctor about why all of a sudden I was like losing some hair, I have plenty to spare, so it wasn't a big deal for me. He was like, what happened 3 to 6 months ago? Were you sick? Whatever. It turned out, weirdly, I had had anesthesia for a surgery 3 months before.
Wow.
And he was like, I guarantee you that what it is. That's what it is. And he said a lot of women, they have an immediate reaction like, I'm losing hair right now. What's happening right now? But you have to think like 3 months back what was going on in your life, because it takes a while for that cycle of if it was stress or anesthesia or some medicine that you were on, for that to show up.
So it's not like if you had a stressful day at work, next day your hair is going to... Okay, a day is crazy, but if you're having
a
stressful
period... No, but I think
that's
what people think because they don't remember to think back. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about female pattern hair loss, which is with age or with hormonal changes, for example, pregnancy and things like that. I'm talking about weird, sudden, you don't know the reason. Mm-hmm. So my tip would be to like look 3 months ago. But we should talk about what you can do if you're having like... female pattern hair loss.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to diagnose and say this is what you should definitely do, but there's female Rogaine now.
Oh, minoxidil is the bomb. Like one girlfriend of mine has been using it, the foam version. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get it over the counter.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a prescription. And it doesn't even have to be Rogaine. Like CVS brand has it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It actually works. The only thing is you have to keep using it.
A friend of mine, someone who had, she, I don't know if it was female pattern. I think it was female pattern hair loss with her. I don't think it was hormonally. Again, I couldn't ask her because she was super sensitive about it, understandably. But I know that she was obsessed with Topic. And they sell that at Sephora. It's called T-O-P-P-I-K.
Yes.
They're little fibers that, it's almost like a dry shampoo that you shake into your hair. And you can buy them in brunette, blonde, redhead. And they bulk up your hairline. But they it's so believable. It's not like hair in a can, right, where they spray your scalp.
To be clear, this isn't like a cure, like Minoxidil. It's not going to regrow, but this is a good
way. It's cosmetic.
Totally to hide your scalp showing through.
Yeah.
What do you think about the supplements? Because I kind of get annoyed when hairstylists are always like, take more biotin. Because I've looked into that, and there are no studies that biotin grows your hair.
Yeah, I think every doctor that I've spoken to is a little bit like, you know, try it if you want to. I think I'd like to be a little bit more open-minded about, you know, we were just talking to somebody, an expert right 20 minutes ago, about Eastern and Western medicine.
And the other one I've heard good things about is Aveda's Invati.
Oh, people are obsessed with Invati. People
in your office too?
Since I've been a beauty editor, or since Invati came out, they sell those big, like, you know, those big kind of Costco-sized shampoos.
Back bar.
Back bar. I love the way that sounds. The back bar size things of Invati, because people are so obsessed, both men and women.
It is an all-natural complex, but they have some good clinicals showing that it will boost and strengthen your hair.
And my friend did this. She also, listen, it was not going to solve her problem. It didn't help her grow more hair, but she also went and she saw a new stylist who gave her an amazing new cut. She got like these beautiful soft bangs, and it really just kind of disguised what was going on. And you see the right stylist, kind of think about it before you do it, but it really just did wonders for her self-confidence.
Very good tip. I hope we helped some people.
Yeah.
But email us, because if you have other concerns like that or whatever you're trying, if it works for you, maybe we can revisit this and share your little formula for success for hair growth with the rest of the listeners.
That's a great idea.
We're here with Zanna Roberts-Rossi. She's an E! News fashion correspondent, also my coworker, Mary Claire. I should probably say that. Sort of the Tim Gunn of Lifetime's Project Runway All-Stars, a stylist, a magazine editor. She founded a makeup line. We'll get into all that. Zanna, welcome. How do you have time for us?
I love being here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Before I met you, I knew your name, and I was always like, she's one of those fashion and beauty people that, like, what do they do all day? They do so much, you're not really sure. But tell me, how do you clean that up?
Oh my goodness. I probably take on way too much, but I have many different roles. So my first and foremost, magazine editor. So I've worked for Marie Claire as an editor for 12 years, first in the UK, then in the US. So my role there now is more about, you know, I have a page in the magazine, I style very occasional shoots, and I also work on special projects.
Right.
Outside of that, I have the E! Job that you mentioned, so yes. I'm E! Fashion correspondent. A lot of fun at New York Fashion Week, the international collections, reporting from there, and obviously red carpet coverage, right, which is great because you do the Oscars, the Emmys, the Golden Globes. What else do we do? Stylist. I'm consultant to big brands. So for the likes of Target, or I've just come now from a job with Intermix. And so I still do shoots with them and help kind of curate and style and consult and bring an editorial voice, if you like, to brands.
Sure. But you started out just like us as a beauty editor, right?
Yes, I did. And I'm coming back as one in my next life.
You guys do you have miss
the best
beauty?
Job. Oh, yes, I do.
I'm so fascinated by this whole process, the red carpet experience. So I see you on E! News. Like, sometimes you're behind a desk, like, talking about people's outfits.
Yeah.
But what I'm really curious is about, you're standing on the side of the carpet, there's all these celebrities. How does that even work? Are you just, like, yelling, Jennifer Lawrence, come over here and talk to me? Like, is it planned out beforehand?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that that Juliana and Ryan will take care of, right? So they go straight up to them anyway. We'll be on the side and maybe doing, like, even the after shows where we've had occasions, where was the recently? The Golden Globes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
We're going to sit on the podium. And I'm with Khloe Kardashian, myself, and Ross Matthews. So we're like chatting away, and then all these people are like walking behind. It's like a who's who of Hollywood, literally walking behind in a train. You've got Gaga, you've got Julianne Moore, and then you've got Tom Ford going over there with her. You've got Cara Delevingne, who we met. We're like, Cara, Cara Delevingne. So we just grab people, and they come up and talk with
us. Did you have a learning curve with this, or were you, you know, I mean, obviously you worked with celebrities before in your job, but were you a little bit starstruck, or did you just get right into it? Because you can't act like a total fool. You know, like, oh my God, Juliana, look who that is. Like, you have to act cool, like this is your job.
Sure, yeah. I mean, and I think to your point there, I'd styled a lot of celebrities for the magazine, and I'd interviewed them. So it was easier. It was definitely easier, and I had a comfort level with, like, celebrities like that. But then you'll get the occasional one who you have a complete crush on. And you just fall to pieces.
Like who?
Like, it's weird. And I know her sister really well, but Cara Delevingne. Like, I think she's
like
really
your cool. Style crush, cool.
Yeah,
girl.
And then she comes out and she's really cool and to talk to. She is who she is. Like, she's not like opening like, la la la, like girly chit chat. Even though I'm one of Poppy's dearest friends, it was a very odd. Maybe it's that as well. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when you do know them as friends, that makes it even harder.
Like Jess and I do interviews with celebrities or like on a podcast, nobody's looking at us or we have a tape recorder. You have to be the interviewer, but on camera. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a problem where you're like, oh, I gotta tone down my outfit or something because I can't compete with the person I'm talking to?
It's such an interesting question. I found the best method for that is actually to dress up. Because if you're talking to someone about fashion or beauty, you should at least have an amazing dress on and have good hair and makeup. Like, if you...
Thank God we have a podcast.
Well, even me walking in here, I was like, I need my lip gloss on. I'm doing it.
No, you're right.
There's something about a confidence that comes, especially when wearing a lip gloss. I just need it before. And even if you can't even see it, I just like that tacky feel sometimes.
Right.
But back to your point, I think it's very important that if you're talking about style or beauty, you should 100% hold your own with them.
What about when you're also the mentor on Project Runway All Stars. So there you're not really an interviewer. You are just dispensing advice. So obviously that holds true.
Shoulder to cry on.
Is that really what it turns out to be?
Well, I'm such a softie, yeah.
I mean, you do seem like the nice one sometimes. But do you find that position weird where you're having to critique people to their faces?
I've figured out a way to do it constructively.
Yeah.
I don't generally in my life rule by fear. So it wouldn't make sense if I try. And the camera, you cannot tell a lie. If the camera is on you and you're acting, unless you're a really good actor, people see through it and you just look insincere. And that, so I've found the only way, even with interviewing celebrities or people, if I relax and I'm myself, it's a much better interview because they feel relaxed as well because they know you're not trying to be something you're not.
Let's get into makeup, though, because that's really why you're here. Tell us about Milk. What is Milk makeup? Why did you start it? How did you start it? For people who don't know, it's not Milk, the dairy beverage. Tell us everything.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that one. Milk makeup is co-founded by myself, Rossi, who's my husband, who is the co-founder and creative director of Milk Studios. An amazing girl, and my dear friend, creative director, is Georgie Greville. Mm-hmm. And the other co-founder is Diana Ruth, and she is our CEO. And she creates all the products. So it's a very random collaboration of people. So Rossi's come from studio background.
And by studio, you mean a photo studio.
Photo studio, yes. Milk Studios, photo studio. I met Rossi, my husband, 12 years ago. Met him at Milk Studios, which he co-founded. And I moved over here to America from being a beauty editor. So it was always conversations. I was like, you guys need a beauty line. It makes sense. You've got
12 years ago you were thinking about it?
Yeah, we were talking about this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like lay in bed at night. Let's talk about that. I mean, it was literally pillow talk. Like, oh, my God, it'd be amazing if Milk had a makeup line, la, la, la. We didn't do anything about it. And we realized a few years ago, and it was Georgie who actually nailed it, who's our other co-founder. There's a definite vibe at Milk Studios, right? So if you go there, there's the runway shows. There is a jam room where people that ASAP Rocky will play. There's a gallery where the most incredible photographers on the planet show their work. Mm-hmm. There's the studios where the trends are born, and everyone from Marie Claire to Victoria's Secret to Target shoot there. There's so many different worlds there, but there's a definite girl who lives there, right? And she is ambitious. She works hard. She plays hard. She wants things to be done quickly. She wants to put only good things on her skin. She's acutely aware of what's bad for her, what's good for her, but she doesn't want it to look like granola-y or crunchy. She's cool, right?
Yeah, it's not a red carpet girl.
It's not a red carpet. She gets ready really, really quick and because she's got a lot of other stuff to do. But she wants to change the look. She wants to have impact with a flash of a blue eyeliner. She kind of wears makeup like... she wears a cool pair of shoes, right? It's an accessory. So this is where it came from. And it was just like all these conversations and talks about like who this girl is. And we realized it was a real white space out there and there was no one doing this. And I had massive gaps in my makeup bag from products that I kind of mixed together on my own on set or looks like you've seen the likes of Diane Kendall create backstage. You're like, oh my God, I want that like nude eyelid, but it's got a gloss on it. And it was something we've all mixed together on set or in our bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So it was a collaboration of all those things come together that created Milk Makeup.
When I first saw it, I was like, oh, they didn't do like 10 foundations, 10 concealers, 3 blushes. It's like not to be rude, but it's a bunch of weird products. There's some like kooky things in there. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorites? Like, was there a product in there that you were like, that's my baby and I'm going to make sure that makes it in the final lineup?
There was two specifically. Eye Vinyl that I just mentioned, which is like this, it comes in 2 shades, but it's a glassy finish for your eyelids. So it basically looks like it's almost like a dew on your lids. And I've never found anything that doesn't either leave your eyes glued open or glued shut.
Oh yeah, where you blink.
Yes. And like you're like, one is still kind of stuck.
You look either really wasted or just asleep. The other one is the matte bronze stick. So it's in a little stick. We are big on sticks.
It looks like deodorant a little bit.
It looks a bit, but the easy thing about all these, it can be applied on the go. We don't have tools purposely because all the componentry works as a dual purpose. So you swipe this matte bronzer along your cheekbone and you can do it on the go and it's creamy as well. So you know sometimes when you use a bronzer and it's a little bit powdery and it kind of layers up a little bit too much, this melts into your skin. We have something called Milk Melt technology. So it melts on contact with your body heat.
Yeah.
But this stick to me, I could never find a bronzer that was matte. They were always too highlighted. They were always a bit too orangey. There was nothing that was perfect. So this was a labor save. It was a long time coming. Diana and
that was your
forwards and backwards and forwards, and we nailed it. And it's now, you know, it's one of our best sellers.
But you're sold in like Urban Outfitters, Sephora, mm-hmm. so that's selling well. What else have people really responded to?
I mean, there's so many mentioned like quirky products, and yeah. I think that's it's interesting. People love our product called Cooling Water, yeah. and essentially it's another stick. And you just, it's got caffeine in it. So if you're on a plane or if you have puffy eyes or if you're feeling a little bit tired and you want an instant wake up, it's this blue little stick and you just roll it under your eyes or on your face as a primer. It works wonders. And I think it's because it's so unisex.
Yeah.
That it's selling like hotcakes.
Are guys buying your stuff?
Yes, a lot. It's gender free. I mean, even our makeup is for guys as well. If you look at our campaign, you'll see a lot of boys in the campaign. Straight boys, gay boys. Girls are used to be boys, everyone. And the beauty of Milk Makeup is it wasn't like we weren't a bunch of marketers sat around a table saying, now what can we sell to women? We were a bunch of women sat around a table going, what do I need?
Before we find out some of your favorite products, I want to talk about the visuals for Milk too. Mm. So I'm assuming, I don't know if this is true, but I'm assuming you styled all of the girls and the shoots that are on your website and your Instagram for Milk.
You know, it's funny, I didn't. And I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Why'd you pay someone for that?
Well, purposely, I think, when you're so close to doing one thing on a shoot like that, you lose sight of the bigger picture.
Oh.
So I was played more of a creative direction role with Georgie. So purposely, because I wanted to be able to think about the marketing. I wanted to be able to think about that product is going to sit on that gondola. How is that going to look next to that? As opposed to being so into, oh, does that T-shirt work?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I took a step back so I could take a bigger picture. And we shot with amazing photographers. Amy Trous did our first campaign. We just shot with Collier Shaw for our second one. And they're very real in their shots as well. Mm-hmm. They always capture moments. It's mm-hmm. not heavily done. Nothing looks fake about it. And they're predominantly fashion photographers because we wanted to get that lifestyle aspect because there's always a reality to our girl. It's never a fake.
What are some of the other things that you love and use? I mean, you were a beauty editor. We want to know what are the faves?
You know, I've 90% of my makeup bag is Milk Makeup for sure. But we're only 3 months old, so we're still creating.
It's not so bad, 90% at 3 months.
Yeah. Wait, is that your bag right there?
This is my bag.
Tell us what's
in
there.
This is my holographic makeup bag.
I love that makeup bag.
This is Have a Good Trip kit.
Nice.
Our names
There's
are very
some drug
quick.
References in your...
There's
in
a
your...
lot of random... We actually drank tequila and sit around a table and come up with the names.
Oh, I was going to ask you, like, there's some good names.
And they're always, like, so if you look at the eye vinyl, we've got Bridge and Tunnel. If you look at, like, the shadow liners, they're all jobs. So you've got from VP to trust fund and, like, everything in between. DJ/model. Like, I mean, they're all in weird... You have to really look into them, but they are quite amusing. So just imagine us all sat around the table drinking tequila.
Wait, and tell me about the alien faces, too. I'm getting a little off topic, but, like, on your website, there's little alien faces everywhere.
I just like an alien. I mean, look, there's one on my back of it. Yeah, there's one there, too.
You just like aliens?
Yeah, I like aliens. My children like aliens, too, so why not?
There's little alien faces everywhere. Okay, tell us what's in the bag.
Okay, so I have the highlighter is my saving grace. I have my Stila 50-watt foundation. If you want to, I mean, that is, I've used this for so many years, and I love it. I really love it.
Nice.
That's more of my kind of, like, if I'm doing the red carpet or something on camera as well. For my everyday skin tint, I use our Milk Makeup skin tint, which is a rollerball pen. It has SPF 30 in it. And it's like, it's there, but it's not there. It's fantastic. And it's also in this very handy rollerball plastic, so you can use it anytime, anywhere.
Bingo with it. It looks like one of those bingo markers.
Oh, it totally looks like a bingo marker. Okay.
It's actually based on a diabetic's click pen.
Really?
Yeah, because we wanted something that was easy to use and portable, because that's what all of our makeup is. So it's plastic, but it comes in this. And it has antimicrobial properties here. So you know, like, sometimes in 3 months, your foundation kind of looks a little bit like it didn't at the beginning. It oxidizes slightly. That stops it oxidizing, so you don't get that kind of green tinge in your foundation. Holographic.
Oh, that's your new product.
This is the one that's selling out completely. We can't keep it on the shelves. Holographic. It's your highlighter 2.0. I'm putting it on my arm now as we speak. It's got a lilac base to it.
Ooh.
So it's like, it's a bit alien, clearly. It's otherworldly. but you can use it on any limb, on your face, as eyeshadow, as lips. Have a play.
Nice.
I have here Luna, Sunday Riley's sleep oil. I even put that on the day. And then face gloss,
Which face we, but for popular demand, we're now doing in jumbo size.
A jumbo size face gloss.
Well, it's going to be for all your body. It's like, because it's non-tacky. It's like a really big face. Yeah, it's
for next time you're on TV, really big Jeff. Face.
It was actually the Sephora pros, and they're obsessed with it on all their shoots. And they were like, we need a bigger one. So we made one for them.
Thank you for giving us your behind-the-scenes secrets, your red carpet, your project runway.
My absolute pleasure.
You're a busy lady.
Wow, says you two. Takes one to know. We're all busy. That's why we need things like this in our life.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn
it's
right,
time.
It's better than yours.
I feel like Deborah Lipman. To raise a wand.
Ooh, let's send it to Deborah.
Maybe she'll record us raise a wand music.
Jen, what you got in that bag?
Okay. I have the Aveda Tulasara Dry Facial Brush.
Oh, snap.
Do you know it?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, this is dry facial, dry brushing I've been into forever when you do it in the shower with the body one with the handle and you brush upwards, you get off all the dry skin and like it boosts circulation.
You're so like well.
I'm well with wellness. So Aveda just came out with this Tulasara dry brush with all these little nubbies. So you use it on your, what do the French people call the boobs again?
Your décolleté?
Your décolleté, upward strokes to your neck, and then round circles and strokes on your face to exfoliate without a harsh, grainy exfoliating scrub. Like, it's so good if you have sensitive, you don't have sensitive skin, you have rhino skin, we've discussed. But if you have sensitive skin and you can't really do like a facial scrub, but you want to exfoliate, this is my new thing. What did you bring?
Well, you're looking at it.
Is it that nail polish?
It's this whack yellow nail polish
that
I'm wearing.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Now, let me just give you a quick little backstory what inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, I went to my parents' house, and I was cleaning out, like, a lot of old books and old, like, toys, like, stuff from, like, when I was a child and, like, a teenager. And I found this scrapbook of, like, my high school years that I made. It was crazy. It had concert tickets, like, those little wristband things from, like, shows.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I found all these pictures of, like, my how I, like, did my hair, my makeup. I mean, I was whack. I was, like, whacked out.
I need to see these pictures.
I'll show you sometime. I have one in my phone that I'll show you. But, like, I was very daring in the hair and makeup department.
Okay.
And I look at myself now and I think I'm still, like into it. But I don't go for it. And it's like, you know, I don't want to wear that to work. It's too garish. It's too much. Like, I'm all red nail polish.
Yeah, you usually
a nude
do wear
lip,
red.
Mm-hmm. A dark brown eyeliner. That's kind of it.
But you're changing it up with, what is that?
And this, like, yellow? School bus yellow. Mm-hmm. Maybe no, it's more like
You give it a good description.
What is it?
And don't you dare say dreamy.
Birdcage yellow. Canary yellow.
What yellow polish is it?
It's a discontinued OPI.
Oh my God, you just spent 2 minutes raising a wand.
No, but
to a color
doesn't
we can't
it
get.
It's OPI like
Wait, I get it. You're doing this is my like point, when you raised a wand to bathtubs.
Yeah, my point is just like go for it.
Raise
like,
a wand to stepping
just like,
out of your comfort
step
zone.
Step out of your comfort zone. Just like freaking go for it. Because I used to have way more fun with like that's why I'm in this business. Because I like loved beauty. I was like hard candy, Urban Decay, like to the grave. And now I like am a little too sober with my beauty.
I like it.
And now it's time to like turn it up.
Raise a wand to turning it up. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.